the Attorney General of Ecuador. I'd also like to recognize the valuable participation of the various civil society organizations, human rights defenders, academics, students, and all of those who contributed significantly to this dialogue, including those who have joined us virtually online over the last 2 days. This process of dialogue has allowed us to deal with key issues related to the ICPR, general information concerning the national situation relating to human rights, including new measures related to the application of the covenant and the constitutional and legal frameworks connected to the covenant, as well as states of emergency, combating impunity, human rights violations committed historically, measures to combat terrorism, discrimination and gender equality, violence against women, boys, girls and adolescents, voluntary interruption of pregnancy, reproductive rights, the right to a fair trial, the independence of the judiciary, those deprived of their freedom, detention conditions, the excessive use of force, the right to life and the prevention of torture and other cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. Freedom of expression and association, arbitrary or illegal interference in private lives, trafficking in foreigners, including refugees, asylum seekers, trafficking in human beings, generally the situation of human rights defenders, the situation in terms of indigenous people's rights and other issues. That said, I'd like to remind the delegation that they have the ability to send in additional information to our secretariat in the next 48 hours, as established under Article 68 of the Committee's Rules of Procedure. This will facilitate comprehensive assessment by the committee members. This will be reflected in our concluding observations. It's important to highlight that the committee is firmly committed itself to complying with its mandate, which is to guarantee the very highest standards in the implementation of the International Covenants of Civil and Political Rights in Ecuador in this case, as has been demonstrated in the interventions made by my colleagues over the last 2 days. Our collective effort in this dialogue has been striking. As a result, I would like to express my sincere thanks to all those who have participated in our work, the Secretariat team, Madam Gabriela Hupton on my right, the conference services, the technical team, the audio team, the interpretation team, and of course, I'd like to thank you, distinguished dear colleagues, committee members. Your participation and your knowledge, as well as your commitment, have been essential over the last 2 days. Finally, I hope that you can all enjoy a relaxing rest of the day and a safe return home to the delegation and civil society. Meeting 4660 of the Human Rights Committee is adjourned. Thank you.